walking distance of more than 75,000 Central City Business District jobs and the greater metropolitan area via the streetcar, light rail, and numerous bus lines. The west end of the Montgomery Street, if I can get my pointer up there. Well, the west end of the Montgomery Green Street serves as a gateway for students, PSU campus residents to PSU campus, the South Park blocks, the Central Business District, the Halperin blocks, South Waterfront, and the river. The multi-block Green Street will also build on the long-term partnership efforts advanced by the city, the PDC, PSU, private developers, and businesses over the past four decades. This is the conceptual plan for the first series of blocks from the Montgomery Green Street concept plan. The Green Street serves as a central unifying element through the PSU campus, creating a sense of place and showcasing a new concept for street design that adds more green space and connects multiple blocks while managing stormwater runoff. The circled block is the already completed Green Street between Southwest Park Avenue and Southwest Broadway and between PSU's Smith and Kramer Halls. The block on the left that is actually, PSU is currently working on a geothermal plant underneath that. So this will give us some opportunities to introduce another Green Street block at that location. And this is an overhead and ground level view of the recently completed stormwater planters between Southwest Park and Broadway. These were completed in September of this year as part of a PSU redevelopment project. The impervious surfaces here were graded so that runoff flows into the continuous stormwater planters that you see on the right. These surfaces then have a great slotted metal grate over them, so that does allow pedestrian passage and making these planters continuous so the stormwater can flow underneath these metal grates. Now, the planters not only manage stormwater, but enhance the pedestrian experience. You can also envision how the green streets can catalyze active retail and street-level uses throughout the blocks, as recommended in the PSU framework plan. This is the conceptual site plan of the remaining consecutive Green Street blocks, culminating at Lawrence Halperin's Pettigrove Park. The Green Street concept does not extend into the park. The Montgomery Green Street plan, though, does suggest environmental improvements. Now, the circled block here is the Urban Center or Urban Studies Plaza, the focus for this IGA before you. The adjacent block to the right is the site of the future Oregon Sustainability Institute. Now, this slide shows illustrates the connection between the Urban Center Plaza on the left and the adjacent Oregon Sustainability Center on the right. It's both a visual connection as well as a connection to environmentally responsible design that aligns with the city and PSU sustainability goals. The stormwater planters will serve as a central unifying element between the two blocks. We anticipate the Green Street in front of the Oregon Sustainability Institute will be the third block from the Montgomery Green Street concept plan to be constructed. And finally, a perspective view that illustrates how the stormwater planters will be integrated into the Urban Center Plaza, the newly renovated Student Recreation Center and Student Archives in the background there. There's an inset photo, which is a perspective of one of the planters on the east side of the plaza. So these stormwater planters will expand the plaza's role as one of the most actively used multimodal transit intersections in the city. It'll enhance the plaza's success as the PSU campus front door. And this project also represents the successful partnership between BES, PDC, and PSU.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second before you change slides? I just wanted to point out to council that this is where the new Portland Archives will be, and that top floor that you see in this image will be the the Archive Center.
Yeah. Have a neon sign or something?
Second.
Sorry. Just blurted it out without thinking.
Neon rose would look good up there.
Mayor, I have a prior excused absence. I just want to raise a small cautionary flag. You said that to the east it stops at the Halperin Fountain, the area between Petty Grove and Lovejoy. And just so that we're all coordinated on that piece, the city will be supporting an application that is to be filed to create a National Historic Landmark District that runs from Keller to the source and includes the fountains, which Commissioner Leonard has control over, the plazas, which the Parks Bureau maintains, and the connectors, which are actually the pathways, not the streets, but the pathways which are in the control of PBOT. And so we'd want to just take a look at the design components to make sure that nothing we're doing there at the terminus there at the east end is inconsistent with the landmark application. Sure. Otherwise, it looks great. So thank you.
Did Portland State wish to make any comments, or PDC?
Yeah, I'm Mark Gregory, Associate Vice President of Portland State, and I just wanted to say that this has been a fantastic project and that it's called for in our campus planning that we're doing. We're looking forward 25 years, and this project meets so many of our objectives. It's an east-west connector. It's a sustainability effort. It's a stormwater effort, and it's a beautification effort, and it's really a fantastic project. And I want to thank my colleagues at BES and PDC for their creativity in this. So.
Thank you all. Lisa? All right. Thank you all very much. Great work.
Thank you.
And I forgot to mention, this is an emergency because Portland State wants to start work before the holiday break.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Is there anyone that wishes to testify for item number 1712? Sue, would you please call the vote?
Leonard.
I was wondering whether I should say this or not, but I actually started at Portland State before the street grid was even removed in front of Smith and Kramer and Lincoln Hall. And just so to see these images, and actually one of my favorite things to do is to walk up there now. And during my tenure there is when the campus was created, so I actually got to see it developed, and to see this evolution to this point is just, in that context is almost mind-boggling. It's really a beautiful urban campus, and I've actually seen none more beautiful than around the country than Portland State. So I really am pleased to be in a position to support this.
Fritz. It's very nice to see more landscaping. The part that's already been done is beautiful, and I'm glad to see the design for this. Good work. Aye.
Fish.
Salzman.
Well, again, this is an outstanding example of a partnership between the city and Portland State and PDC to further the wave of the future, which are more green streets that integrate the built environment into our natural environment in ways that will keep stormwater or rainwater out of our sewer system and out of our rivers and deal with them in natural-based solutions. So Portland State, I commend you. I forgot to ask about the geothermal, but I'll follow up on that later because that's really intriguing. But I commend Portland State for its outstanding leadership on sustainability and environmental design. It's really a great job. And good work to Emily and Linda Dobson and everybody. Please to vote aye.
Adams.
Thank you all very much. Really appreciate it. Wonderful work. Aye. All right, 1712 is approved. Can you please read the title for second reading, 1713?
Modify Public Works Code and accept associated rules for new enforcement authorities and provide clarity for public works permits, required sewer connections, and maintenance of Green Street facility trees, period.
Please call the vote.
And before, I just had a handout for you on the Crest last week about how to do voluntary Green Streets. We do have a handout that was emailed this morning to all of you as
Thank
well.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
Begin work this weekend.
Get your permit.
Yeah, get your permit.
Yeah. I'm going to do it on Commissioner Fritz's.
If only I had a planter strip in the sidewalk, that would be really nice.
Sue, would you please rescue me and call the vote?
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you to Dawn Hartman-Roth and also Lana Danaher and Dan Bazzini. Very good work on this. I was struck last week that all five of us were really engaged on this issue of stormwater management in streets. And I have to share that when I ran for city council 3 years ago, I had lots of good advice from my three teenagers at the time. And one of it, my son Luke, said, "Mom, don't talk about stormwater management. Nobody cares." And that was probably good advice at the time, but it was particularly thrilling to find out that, in fact, a lot more people do care, and we're all understanding better how to do these things within the right-of-way, which when I first started getting involved, we did one of the first stormwater swales in the city in Southwest Palatine Street, and it was took a lot of work to figure out how to do that. And this is a lot more work that shows how far we've come in 18 years, and I'm very thrilled with it. Aye.
Salzman.
Well, I'm pleased to support this. I want to thank Don for providing us with the information about how to initiate a green street in your neighborhood, and I hope this will be on the Bureau of Environmental Services website as well, and I suppose I should say Facebook page if we have it. But this is a good guide to citizens, and this is great work to further, as I said before, integrating the built environment with our natural environment. Aye.
Adams.
Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman. Good work. Aye. All right, 1713 is approved. That concludes our morning session. We're in recess. 1714 will be very quick this afternoon at 2 o'clock.
It will?
Mm-hmm. But it is important. It's about our retailers.
Right.